Tejano Gold with Rudy Treviño starts now.
De costa a costa y frontera a frontera. Hola y qué tal. Bienvenidos al Tejano Gold Countdown, el conteo nacional oficial de la onda tejana. Te saluda Rudy Treviño y es un placer recibir en nuestro estudio a Dr. Patsy Torres. Thank you so much for being with us today. I know you're very busy with so many projects. It's an honor to have you with us.
Rudy, it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
We're excited to have you here. Stick around. Coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, we're going to find out what Patsy's been up to and what she's doing to stay busy during COVID and how her doctorate in education is helping her keep Tejano alive. And of course, we're also going to have the top 20 Tejano hits of the week. All of it brought to you by L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch, and Bud Light Seltzer. Regresamos enseguida. No te muevas.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, también. Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center
y soda.
Mire, señor, llame la soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Bud Light Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
Me encanta el mango.
Bud Light Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beers, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to the nationally syndicated radio show, Tejano Gold Countdown. Te saluda Rudy Treviño. Thank you so much for listening to the best Tejano Top 20 Countdown in the USA. And it's been around for over 25 years. We're proud to be heard across the United States and around the world in countries like Mexico, Germany, Australia, and many more. Tejano Gold Countdown is brought to you by our friends at L&F Distributors. That's Budweiser and Bud Light Seltzer. Time now for this week's Tejano Gold Countdown Trivia of the Week, brought to you by The Mavericks, celebrating their new album release of En Español. Pre-order now. This week, you have a chance to win an incredible Mavericks Music prize pack, which includes the Mavericks Music, T-shirt, and autographed Mavericks merchandise, like limited edition guitar picks, all brought to you by your friends at Mono Mundo Recordings and The Mavericks album, En Español. Now, here's your trivia question for the week. Known for his ability to play several instruments, including the saxophone, violin, and piano, this particular Tejano music legend was sent to the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired when he was 8 years old. In 1948, he returned to his hometown of Beeville, Texas, and formed an orchestra and recorded with Ideal Records. Can you name this legendary artist that was inducted into the Tejano Music Hall of Fame, recognizing him for his excellence in the Tejano music industry? We've got the answer coming up later in the show.
Number 20!
You may remember them when they toddled on stage at their dad Emilio Navaira's concerts, but they're all grown up, and they're jumping in with the number 20 song of the week. It's The Last Bandoleros with Hey Baby, ¿Qué Pasó? The live version on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Hey baby, ¿qué pasó?
Tejano Gold Countdown's number 20 song this week, Hey Baby, ¿Qué Pasó? The live version from Emilio Navaida's boys, The Last Bandoleros. And by the way, this song jumping on the Tejano Gold Countdown after The Last Bandoleros appeared on ABC's Good Morning America. Now that's the way to represent Tejano talent. Way to go, guys. In the Tejano Gold Countdown studio, Patsy Torres, or should I say Dr. Patsy Torres? You know, you've always been known for having a lot of irons in the fire. Has COVID slowed you down at all?
Well, you know, during this quarantine, you know, we were all home, and I am a songwriter, and I've been writing songs. But of course, once I was home, I had the chance to really sit down and write down ideas I'd been having. And of course, with everything that's going on in the news, you know, with politics, with the pandemic, and everything was about the fake news. Who do you trust? What do you trust? How do we find out the truth? And that's what inspired the song. I started writing it. It just started coming out, and then the melody started hitting me because I was like, no.
You've done so much in your life, from songwriting, singing, public speaking. The list just goes on and on. Are you where you want to be right now?
Well, thank you, Rudy. Well, you know, my dream starting out was to be a medical doctor like my grandfather, Dr. Torres, because I wanted to make a difference like him. I wanted to be a healer. I especially wanted to work with kids. I was 5 years old when I decided this, and that dream went on through school, middle school, high school. It wasn't until high school that I started playing trumpet in the band, the school band. It got me into music, got me making a little group, but I was just a trumpet player. And that's when I started getting into Tejano music, because I loved all the horn parts that were in Tejano music. So I played all the songs, the Jimmy Edwards and Latin Breed and Little Joe and everybody, but on trumpet. I didn't sing at all. And it wasn't until I graduated from high school and I started college, because I was going to be a doctor, I was taking science courses, that the band I was playing with decided that they were going to replace the brass section with keyboards. And if I couldn't sing, they really didn't need me. So that's how I started singing. I was kind of forced into it, and never thought I would be doing that today. Never thought it would be a career or a passion that it is now. So I started singing. I got discovered within 6 months. After that, they started putting me on records. They started calling me Patsy Torres the singer. And I said, no, I'm a trumpet player that's going to be a doctor.
We're visiting with Dr. Patsy Torres and counting down the best in Tejano music this week. Dropping from number 8, No Puedo Olvidarla by Marcos Orozco. Number 19 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
La he podido olvidar. preguntaba por qué fue así. Hoy comprendo de que todo lo perdí. Y es que no puedo olvidarla, no. Cuánto la quiero. Sufro y me muero por verla una vez.
Tejano Gold Countdown, number 19 song of the week. No puedo olvidarla. Marcos Orozco on Tejano Gold Countdown. Two down, 18 more to go on the show, along with some new songs added to the top 20 list. You don't want to miss it. Coming up, more with our special guest, Dr. Patsy Torres, and details on how you can register to win a Tejano Gold Countdown Anheuser-Busch six-pack music giveaway. Ya regresamos. No te vayas.
Tejano Gold.
Spotlight Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Spotlight Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, sí, también. Spotlight Seltzer Call Center
y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Spotlight Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
Me encanta el mango.
Spotlight Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Spotlight Seltzer IRC Beers Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.